So this widow in the gospel today, I've got to wonder what allowed her to give in this way. Like what gave her the ability to be able to give everything she had, to go all in, to give, take everything, her whole livelihood, and give it away. How could she do that? You know, imagine, I mean, can you imagine what that'd be like? Imagine that's us. Let's do this. So imagine that this morning, or this weekend, you went to the bank. And at the bank, you took out all of your money from every account that you have. You took all your money out. You went home, you found all the cash laying around. Any drawers you have might have cash, any cabinets, anything. You even went to the couch, dug the coins out of the couch cushions. You did it all. You took everything, every last bit of money you had. And you brought it here today and gave it all away. What would that feel like? Just thinking about it makes me uncomfortable. I don't think it would feel very good. You know, it makes me feel quite uncomfortable. And I think if we think about what this widow did, it kind of sounds crazy, doesn't it? It sounds a little crazy, like, man, how did she do that? So that's the question. How could she, what allowed her to give in this way? What allowed her to live in this way? And maybe the better question is, what keeps us from living in this way? So last Monday, we celebrated All Saints Day. And if you look at the lives of the saints, this common thread you see in the lives of the saints is just how much they sacrificed. Right? They sacrificed so much to live for Jesus. And they gave up so much, and in doing so, they became these just such inspiring witnesses to the faith. And one such saint that comes to mind is Saint Francis of Assisi. Now, if you're not familiar with St. Francis, in his story, he grew up, he came from a wealthy family, so he had lots of money. He lived a good, easy life as a child and as a young adult. He had things good. You know, he lived the high life. He enjoyed many fine things. He was able to go do the whole party thing. He was able to just really have a comfortable, easy life. But then, to take a very long story, make it much, much shorter, he had some things happen in his life which eventually led him to finding himself praying in front of a crucifix. And it was during this time in prayer that he had a vision. He had a vision that from the crucifix that Jesus was speaking to him. And Jesus spoke to him and said, "To rebuild my church." Now, this had a very profound impact on St. Francis, and from that moment on, he changed his life. He changed his life and started living for Jesus. And he took the family's wealth, the family's money, and he used it to go out and help the poor, to feed the poor, to help all them. And he took all this the family's money, and he took it to go and help rebuild this dilapidated church. Unfortunately, his father didn't really approve of this, so he had a little bit of run-in with his father, and his father said, he demanded that he return all of it, all the money that he took and spent on the poor, and to return it all to the family. And things got ugly, and eventually he disowned his father. He stripped himself of all of his clothes as a sign, and he gave it all back to his father, essentially at that point walking away from everything. This easy life that he had known, he took it and he was walking away. He gave it all up, gave up everything to live for Jesus. He was on fire for Jesus. And in a sense, he became this radical, inspirational witness to the faith. So again, what keeps us from living this way? Ultimately, I think it's fear. Fear of losing what we have. Now, I'm not just talking about finances only, but also finances, yes, but also like our time, you know, and what it, you know, how that affects our time, like our prayer time, our time with in our relationships, our time to go volunteer, all those sorts of things. So, but we're scared. We're in fear of what we could lose, because we think about it like so with our money. If we're scared that if we were to give away all of our money, that well, our life could get really hard. We might feel uncomfortable. Or scared that if I were to commit to time in prayer, that I might miss out on something else that I really enjoy. Or or scared that if I take time for somebody else in my life, well, then I might miss out on my me time. You see, we have so much. We've been given so much. But the reality is, the more that we have, the more that we have to lose. And we don't want to lose it. We want so badly to hang on to all these things. We so badly hang on to all of these things that it ends up, what ends up happening is we end up becoming a slave to these things. Becoming a slave to the fear of losing these good things in our life. So we're held captive. We're held captive in this captivity. It keeps us from being able to live freely, to be able to freely live and live radically for Jesus, like this poor widow did, to live radically like St. Francis did, that we're being held slaves, that doesn't allow us to live so free. But here's the thing. As we prayed in the psalm today, if you caught it, we note that God, our God, He sets captives free. He sets captives free. He wants to set us free. He wants to set us free from this fear. He wants to set us free from this fear so that we can find our security in Him. He wants to set us free from this fear so we can find our enjoyment in Him. So we can find our rest in Him. He wants to set us free so we can find our comfort in Him. However, for Him to set us free, what we need to do is we need to trust Him. You know, the widow had the ability to give her whole livelihood away because she trusted so much in God. St. Francis could give it all away because he trusted so much in God. So the reality is, if we want to be set free, to be able to live radically, then we also need to place our trust in Him. But maybe then the question is, can we trust Him? Can we trust God? Can we trust this God who made the heavens and the earth? Can we trust this God who is the giver of all good things that we see every day? Can we trust this God who gave us our very life? God who gives us our family and our friends? The God who gives us all of our abilities, all of our blessings in our life? Can we trust this God who wanted so badly to be with us that He stepped out of heaven and walked among His people? Or the God that wants you to be with Him so badly in heaven that He died on the cross? Can we trust this God who comes and makes Himself available to us every single week in the Eucharist? Can we trust this God? Guys, if we can't trust God, who can we trust? And most likely, God is not calling us to give everything away and live a life of poverty. He might be, and if that's you, pay attention, because you should do that. But most likely is not. But He is calling us to something. What He's calling us to is to trust Him more. To trust Him more and to begin taking steps toward this radical type of faith. So what might this look like? It might look like that the next time that we have an opportunity to give, that we give just a little bit more. It might mean that the next time that there's a volunteer opportunity, that we do it without counting the cost. Or maybe this is the week that you decide to commit 15 minutes every day in prayer. Or maybe now is when you decide that never again are you going to miss a weekend mass. Or maybe the next time that there's a Bible study or a men's group or women's group, that you carve out time so you can make that the priority. Or maybe the next time somebody needs you, you drop everything and help. Yes, none of this is crazy, is it? None of this is crazy. But they're all steps. They're all steps in trust. You know, St. Francis, he trusted completely in God, which allowed him to give up everything for Jesus and to become this radical, inspiring witness to the faith. This widow in the gospel, she trusted completely in God, which allowed her to give everything, to go all in and be a radical witness to the faith. Is today our day? Could today be the day that we start taking steps? We we start taking steps to be able to trust God in this way, to be able to trust God in such a way that we can live like this? So can we do that? Can we take those steps and then look back and see how has God been working in your life? To see how he sets us free from our fears. So that one day, we'd be able to trust him so much. So much that we too can all become these radical witnesses to faith. To faith in this God that we can trust.